Thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. And you can save your letters. It would be wasted paper and ink, so. Because I would only be interested in talking about the Word concerning any of these things. But I am thankful. Oh, I'm my earthly father and grandfather and my spiritual father is in heaven. And I am so thankful. My earthly dad, he went early. He was only 68. And that's early. But he would have gone, I don't know what, 10 years before that. He actually died, but the Lord brought him back. And he completely recovered. And so we had 10 years with him that was a gift. And when he went, I know I was bothered because I knew that was not the maximum we could have. And I was bothered about it. And the Lord corrected me. He said, Keith, you're being unthankful. Wow. I didn't expect that. Keith, you're being unthankful. He said, do you know how many boys never have a good father? How many hours did you enjoy fellowship with a good dad, a good father? I didn't even know. It was, you know, years and years. I mean, as a little bitty boy, he'd wake me up. He worked the night shift and taught me how to eat popsicles at midnight. Yeah. Important stuff, right? How to shoot a shotgun, huh? How to get rubber in second gear in a Mustang. This is primary stuff. Yeah. Is that right? I'm just saying I'm so thankful. And I'm so thankful to Brother Kenneth Hagin, who's in heaven now. He and Miss Aretha treated Phyllis and myself and others like their own kids. And just so kind. And such an example. Oh, my. Oh, my. I was telling somebody the other day, we were able to eventually spend some time with them privately and eating meals and at home and traveling and that kind of thing. And I never once heard him cuss. I never once saw him berate somebody else and fly off the handle and not once. Just like on the platform, exactly like that. Anywhere, everywhere else. You don't see this on every corner. This is an example you can follow. Right? Never once heard him tell some off-color thing and that kind of thing. Real man of God. That acted like a man of God. Right? And not to say he was perfect. You know, no human being has been except Jesus. But are we thankful for such examples? Are we thankful? Oh, thank God. Somebody say it again. Thank you, Father. Now I want to talk a little bit more about this. Go with me, if you would, to the book of Exodus. Exodus 20. Exodus 20 and verse 12 is in the middle of the list of the Ten Commandments. And what does it say? What does it say to do with your father and your mother? Honor. To do what?
Honor.
Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God gives you. Everybody read it out loud with me. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God gives you. Is this still right today? Is it still true today? Absolutely. It'll never change. It'll never change. There is no such thing as an irrelevant, out-of-date word of God. No such thing. When God says it, it's right. It's true. It's good. It's forever. Look in Deuteronomy, if you would. Deuteronomy, the 5th chapter. He said it again. Well, it was recorded again, I should say. He spoke it. You know, they actually heard the voice of the Almighty speaking out of the intense fire that was engulfing the mountain. They heard God Himself audibly say these words. And when He finished speaking the Ten Commandments, the people begged Moses for him to go into the mountain. They were afraid if they heard that voice again, they'd all die. How powerful it was. And in the Deuteronomy 5, it was recorded again, honor your father and your mother. As the Lord your God has what? Did He say try to do it? Did He say do it if you can? No. It's a commandment. That's why they're called the Ten Commandments. As the Lord your God has commanded you, and as Ephesians points out, it is the first of these commandments that is accompanied with a promise that if and when you do this, this is going to be a result of you honoring father and mother, that your days may be prolonged. Prolonged means there is not a preset day and hour you have to die. You know, I've heard people say, well, you know, when your time comes, what does that mean? See, in their mind, there is a 3 o'clock in the afternoon on a Wednesday with your name on it. And click, 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 when the clock hits that number, you going. Because your time is up. That is not true. That is not right thinking. If you read the scriptures, Proverbs, for instance, says certain things you can do will add to your life. Yeah. Years and days. In the Psalms, it said the bloody and deceitful ungodly people won't live out half their days. You can cut your life in half easily by being wicked, unfaithful, and all these kind of things. But so there are things you can do that'll shorten your life. There are things you can do that'll lengthen your life. And here's one of those things that can lengthen your life. And you don't have to buy it or order it online. No pills, no treatments. Anybody? I mean, most everybody is interested in some longevity, in living longer. What is it? That very first word. See, if you don't know what honor is, then not only will you not honor father and mother, you won't honor other people, and you won't honor God. So we're going to talk some about this word. Are you okay?
Yes.
Amen.
Honor your father and mother. Do what with them?
Honor
them. As the Lord your God has commanded you, that your days may be prolonged, and not just live a long life. I mean, if you're miserable and can't get out of a chair, that's not enjoyment. Not just your days prolonged, but that it's also going well with you. Woo! Going well with you in the land that the Lord your God gives you. Go to Ephesians, the 6th chapter. And the New Testament quotes this and reminds us of this and tells us that it's relevant to us and applicable to us today in the New Covenant. Ephesians 6:2. Well, back up to verse 1. Read these first four verses together. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Now, once you've grown up, you're not a child anymore. And so the next verse says what? Honor your father. Now, you're supposed to honor father and mother your whole life, but not obey. Are you listening? As an adult, good parents will wean you off of them onto the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, that's good.
Right? And want you to obey God. Instead of trying to unspiritual parents and fearful, insecure parents will try to keep you dependent on them and try to make themselves relevant in your life because of being insecure. But godly people and secure people in God, they won't do that. You want to work on weaning your child off of dependency on you early. Huh? 8 years old. Are y'all listening? Especially by the time they're a teenager, you should not be making all their decisions, telling them everything to do. You should be asking them questions. What do you got in your heart? Have you prayed about this? Well, you go pray about it, then we'll talk. Huh? Do not just tell people what to do. They need to learn how to be led by the Holy Spirit. And do not try to control your grown son or daughter's life. They're not children anymore. Right? But regardless of age, you should honor. Keep going. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may be well with you. Well with you. That would denote some health. It's not well when you're laying in hospital bed suffering. It's not well with you when you get kicked out of your apartment, can't pay your bills. No, well with you means things are going good. And you may live long on the earth. Is it worth talking about this?
Yes,
and looking at this?
Yes, sir.
I mean, the Lord wanted to make sure we got this. He quoted it in the New Testament, right in the middle of Ephesians. Right?
Yes, sir.
This applies to us now, here, today. Honor. Say it again. Honor your father. And mother. That it may be well with you. And you may live long. On the earth. Now, Exodus talked about in Deuteronomy that your days may be prolonged. Added to. Lengthened. And that would be because you understand honor. And because you honor God. Why would the Lord do this? Why would He say this? Because when you're very, very small, His plan, His perfect plan, you see a lot of, people getting away from it, but His perfect plan was for a man and woman that He joined together and that no one should separate, that love each other. And that there should be produced of them a godly seed. Hallelujah. And that from their mother's womb, they should experience hearing their mother and father's voice of faith and love. That they should experience, before they're born, the presence of God. Hallelujah. And the peace of God. And the light and life and joy of God just in the environment of their parents' home and when their mother is lifting her hands and praising God in church. Come on, are you listening? Or praying in the Spirit. And then when the child is born, before they're old enough to understand, and especially as they begin to understand, they should see qualities and characteristics of God Himself in their mother and father.
Yeah.
Is that right? They should be learning about God Himself, the Creator of the heavens and the earth, by their mother and father before their brains even developed enough to understand what they're seeing and hearing. And that should be honored. For the child and the teenager and the young adult to honor that in their mother and father is to honor God Himself, who gave it. To fail to honor it is to fail to honor God. You know, that's what Jesus said. He came into his own, and his own did not receive him. And he said to them, he said, if you don't receive me and honor me, you don't receive and honor the one who sent me. And that's why this is such a big deal. If you fail to honor the people God tells you to honor, then we fail to honor God himself. And that's why things wouldn't go well. If you don't honor God, he's not able to honor you. And so things are not going to go well. And so you can forfeit years of life and this kind of thing. Oh, but if you will honor God, he's able to honor you, to increase you, to keep you, to prosper you, to add to you, right? And it's the hand of God on your life. But not if you don't honor him. And you don't honor him without honoring his. Now here's the big deal that you want to get settled once and for all. The commandment, put it up again, Exodus 20:12, the original word, Exodus 20:12. Honor your father and mother. And Deuteronomy said, as the Lord your God has commanded you. Why do we honor mother and father? Well, I should have given you Deuteronomy 5:16. Deuteronomy 5:16. Honor your father and mother as the Lord your God has commanded you. Why should I honor them? This is not based on their performance. This is not based on if they match in your mind a godly father or a godly mother. You're not doing this just because of them or just in response or lack of response to them. And if the Lord tells you, honor them. He didn't tell you, assess them and see if you think they're worthy of being honored. He's already decided that they are. And you're supposed to take him at his word. Right? And with, you know, the Bible talks about, you know, showing respect to those that are in authority. Even in a civil way. Even unsaved people. Are y'all listening or not? And you might think, well, I can't respect everything that unsaved man or woman saying and doing. He didn't tell you to respect everything they're saying and doing. You can honor a place without even agreeing with everything somebody's saying or doing. If God tells you to honor them, what do? You don't need to assess it and see if you think they're worthy of it or not. God told you to honor them. Right? So you do. You make the choice. And what you want to do is say, Lord, show me how to do what you told me to do. Because what? Even if you can't agree with 2/3 of what they're saying and doing, do you want to please God or not? Yes. Right? Then you want to do what he told you to do. He didn't give you a list of qualifications. If they do this, or if they don't do this, or if they meet these standards or whatever. No. He just said, is it your mother? Is it your father? Then what? Don't you dare cuss them. Ever. Don't you dare slap them or hit them. Ever. Are y'all with me?
Amen.
Don't you talk disrespectfully to them. I don't care how off the road they are, how messed up they are. There's something else they are. Mother.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Father.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
So what do?
Honor.
Honor. You show respect. One of the big indications of an ungodly generation is no respect.
That's right.
No respect. And boy, we're seeing it, aren't we? Oh, it's one of the big indications of ungodly. You show me a godly person, a godly man, godly woman, I'll show you a respectful one. They show respect. Even to people and things that other folks wouldn't show respect. And it doesn't mean you're agreeing with everything that somebody's saying and doing. It's just, if God let them be in that position, you go show the position some respect. Right? Did you know it is written, you shall not speak evil of the ruler of your people? Now you watch too much Fox News. And you'll blow that one.
That's right.
Huh?
That's right.
Watch too much of the other news, you'll blow it the other way.
Yes, sir.
Hmm? There's a lot of things that's above your pay grade.
That's right. That's right.
And you need to keep your mouth shut.
That's right? That's good.
Right?
That's
good. And you need to pray.
Yes.
Right? And you need to believe God heard your prayer. Right?
Yeah.
And not be moved by what you see. Not be moved by what you hear and saying, well, regardless, God's going to help us. God's going to help his church. God's going to help his people. Is that right? Regardless. And you must not believe everything you hear. Oh, dear heart, honey child. Do you know why I'm saying this? I do not know the people who have told and sent Phyllis and me and even some of our minister friends and everything else stuff. And you're thinking, what? Where did you get that? Oh, this is happening. Says who? Where'd you get this? If you act like you know something when you don't, you are easy to deceive. So many things you should respond with, I don't know. How would I know? I wasn't there. I didn't see it. I didn't hear. Yeah, but so and so said, who? Do you know them? Were they there? See, this is what the enemy counts on. That people just, they hear something, they see something, they believe it, they post it, and another 80,000 people believe it without checking anything out. Makes you easy to deceive, easy to blind and mislead. I've made some of my friends irritated with me because I wouldn't just jump on their bandwagon. They said, well, this happened. I said, how do you know? Republicans can lie too. I'm going to go over here now. Woo. How do we get over here? What are we talking about?
Honor.
Honor. Honor. And I don't need to jump on the bandwagon and accuse people of things and say negative things. Especially somebody that's in a position of authority and place, right?
Yes,
and I might not even want to spend personal time with them or be around them, but I must show respect for the place or I'm not respecting God. Because he told me, didn't he? He told me to honor and respect those in authority. He told me to honor elders. He told us to honor the widow. He told us to honor mother and father. Didn't he?
Yes.
Is this okay?
Yes.
go with me to Malachi 1. Malachi 1 and 6. They'll put it on the screen for us. Malachi 1, 6 says, a son honors his father, and a servant his master. He said, if then I be a father, where is my honor? And if I'm a master, where's my fear? Said the Lord of hosts to you, O priests that despise my name. Now, The opposite of honor is despising. And despising is not the same as being disgusted with something. One level of despising is just ignoring it, treating it like it's nothing. That's one level of despising. Of course, it gets worse, but the word honor itself, if you look up the words both in the Old Testament and the New Testament, it basically means heavy with value. Heavy. We would say you highly prize it. You treasure it. It's valuable to you. It's precious to you in the sense of its weighty value. So let's say that with the commandment. Value your father and mother. Is that right?
Yeah.
Value your elders. Right? Value what it, there's half a dozen statements like that the Lord said, honor this one or honor that one. Esteem them very highly in love, right? For their work's sake, the scripture said. And that's the word. That word esteem or value or prize, same as honor. That's what it is. And it is not just words or hollow gestures. It's heart thing. I said it's a heart thing. Are y'all okay? Hold your place in Malachi there. And go to Matthew 13. Hold your place there in Malachi. We're not done with that. What chapter did I say? Go to 15 first. Matthew 15. Matthew 15 and 4. In this passage, the Lord is reproving the spiritual elders. He is correcting and reproving the leaders of the synagogue, the Pharisees, Sadducees, doctors of the law. And he points this specific thing out. He said, God commanded saying, this is Jesus talking now, God commanded saying, honor your father and mother. And then he went to another part of the word and added this with, and he that curses father or mother, let him die the death. If you hit your mama under the law, you died. Are y'all listening? That's how serious it was. If you cussed your daddy and slapped him or knocked him down, you died. You died. It was the death penalty. Why? Well, it's still just as serious today as it ever was. Well, then why don't we take these loud-mouthed, rebellious, cussing kids out and kill them then? Cuss of the cross. Hallelujah. Because Jesus took our place and took the judgment and punishment for everything they're doing and everything we're doing, so there's mercy instead of judgment. He took the judgment so we can get mercy, so we can be forgiven. Oh, somebody say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. But the law, you know, couldn't make people perfect and righteous. But what was the law given for? To show you what's right and what's wrong. And to show you why the death penalty for something? To show you how serious it is. And to prevent it from spreading through the group. Right? When everybody heard, did you hear about Junior? What? Junior hit his daddy in the face with a fist and cussed him. And they executed him yesterday. Well, things calm down around home. Is that right? Somehow or another, Rebellious teens find some control. Now you're laughing, but that's what it was designed to do. It was designed to show how bad this thing is. But somebody said, well, yeah, but you didn't hear what Daddy said. It don't make any difference what Daddy said. God said. Doesn't make any difference what Mama did. God said, honor them. Not based on what they did or didn't do. Are y'all okay or not? He said, God commanded, saying, honor your father and mother. He that curses father and mother, let him die the death. He said, but you say, you changed it. You went to seminary. Huh? You learned Hebrew and Greek. And you wrote some books. And you decided, well, no. If you say to your father and mother, it is a gift by whatever you might be profited by me, and honor not his father and mother, he shall be free. You came up with exemptions. And what they're saying is, I can't do anything for you, Mama, Daddy, financially and materially, because all of my funds are going to the ministry. Really? He said, and in doing that, you have made the commandment of God of none effect by your tradition. Here, Jesus, what's the word? He explains honoring mother and father as doing things for them financially.
Right?
Financially. Materially. And he's reproving them and rebuking them because they came up with this exemption that if I say, well, no, my funds are dedicated to the Lord's work and the Lord's house, and then that means you don't have to do anything financially for mother and father. You're free of any responsibility. He said, you've changed the word of God. And you've replaced it with your tradition and exemption. Why? Because the word stands. Honor your father. Honor your mother. Are y'all okay? And notice he goes on to say in verse 7, you hypocrites. Well did Isaiah prophesy of you. He said, Isaiah was talking about you when he said, this people draws near to me with their mouth and honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. He said, they say the right things, but it ain't there. Honor is not in saying the right phrase. Or in sending a card. Are y'all with me? Or just using a certain phrase or response or title. It's either in your heart or it's not. And what is it that's in your heart? What is honor? Value. You value them. You value the gift of God that they are. You value that they come from God to you. In spite of their imperfections. Right? You don't focus on the flesh and mistakes. You focus on the gift of God. You focus on any and every good thing that God ever ministered to you through them. And in honoring that, and in honoring that in them, you are actually honoring God. And that'll put you on a path to a good life and a long life. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Go to the 13th chapter of Matthew. Just back up just a little bit. 13th chapter of Matthew. Thank you, Lord. I want to give you three words about how to honor. This is not an all exhaustive list, obviously, but this covers a lot of ground. Three words: treasure, talk, treat. Say it out loud. Treasure, talk, treat. How you treasure someone. How you talk about them. How you talk to them. Right? Words matter. It's in those words that a lot of times people fail to show respect. And what's the last one? Treat. How you treat them. In the 13th chapter of Matthew, verse 54, when Jesus was come into his own country, he taught them in their synagogue insomuch that they were astonished. And they said, where did this man get this wisdom and these mighty works? Is not this the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary? Where they said, we know him. We know him. He grew up right over there. And his brothers, James, you know, Joses, Simon, Judas, they work with my boy down at the plant, you know. And his sisters works with my daughter over at the Safeway and or Piggly Wiggly, wherever it is. Are they not all with us? So where did this man get these things? Where did he get all this? If you put this with Luke 4 and other places, it's you could paraphrase by saying, who does he think he is? I mean, where did he come from? We know where he came from. Where did he think he got all this? And Jesus, they were offended in him. This is obviously the opposite of honor. Offended. They were put off by him. And you can see in this word offended is included the word despise. And despise means to ill esteem or just to lightly esteem or just to not esteem. Were they valuing him? The King of Kings is preaching to them. The spotless Lamb of God, they are seeing. They are hearing. And they did not respect him. They disrespected him. He didn't say, you respect me or I will call fire down on you. That's not God. If it's forced, it's not genuine. Right? Has to be given. It's a heart thing. Treasuring in the heart. This is so big. I said, this is so big. You know who God gives his precious things to? People that value it in their heart. You know who he lets and allows to be around? His special people and his gifts and his anointed people and be in anointed services and places and things. Not people that mock it. Not people that make fun of it, deride it. They are disqualifying themselves. They're counting themselves unworthy of such precious, precious things. No, it's the people who value it. The people who treasure it. The people who thank God for it. Hallelujah. And if you thank God for it, if it's really in your heart, you talk about it that way. Is that right? You talk about it with respect. And you don't use derogatory or disrespectful terms. I know I'd been at Rhema for I don't know, 15 years or so. I was out on the road. We were in some kind of meeting. And one of the elder ministers that had a pretty good-sized ministry came by and said something to me. And he knew I was traveling with Brother Hagin and Miss Aretha. And so he said, well, how's the old man? I had to pull my hand down. The old man. He's talking about the man of God that founded our school. Right? that taught us what faith is and how to hear from God. How many understand that's an unacceptable term? How about your wife? Not my old lady.
Amen.
So, well, that's just a term we use in the club. It doesn't make it right. No, it's disrespectful. Your father is not your old man. He's your father. Right? He didn't have to earn it. Doesn't have to meet your qualifications. Right? God told you. Are y'all with me now? God told you and told me. Honor. And that's your natural father and your grandfather. That's your anybody that was a father to you in your life. That's your spiritual fathers. Yes. And so, Matthew 15, excuse me, 13, let's finish reading that. Jesus said, verse 17, when they were offended in him, Jesus said to them, a prophet is what? Not without honor, save, or that word means except. Except where? In his own country and in his own house. That's a sad word, isn't it? That's a sad word. That what is common is that people do not recognize greatness in their midst. They're around it. They saw it. They got used to it. And they're so carnal, all they see is the natural. And they don't see God. They don't see what He has done. They don't see the valuable treasure. Now I want you to think about this. There were a bunch of people here today, here on this day that we're reading about, that saw and heard Jesus personally, close up and personal, and decided they didn't like Him and didn't know why He thought He could say all these grandiose things. Or who does He think He is? Showed Him no respect. Went away and over lunch talked negatively about Him. I don't know why he's thinking he's God's choice and blessing, because he's just a carpenter's boy. We know where he is, where he grew up and all that. Well, he was God's choice. He is the King of Kings. You're just too dumb to know it. Just too spiritually blind and obtuse to have a clue. Come on, everybody, say, Lord, open my eyes. Help me to not be blind to what I'm around, who I'm around, who's in our midst. Help me to see You in everyone. See what You have done. See what You have given. And give honor to whom honor is due, and give honor to You. Ask it in Jesus' name. Ask it in Jesus' name. Now notice the result. They were offended in Him, and Jesus said, a prophet's not without honor. Now let me say it another way. He said, a prophet, a real prophet, has honor everywhere except home. Or except where he grew up. In his or her own town. That's sad. I said, that's sad. And it's not God's choosing. It's because people are so unspiritual. And they just judge after the flesh. We just prayed a prayer. I'm confident God is answering. Amen. To open our eyes. Help us to recognize Him in our midst, in our families, in our friends, everybody. He went on to verse 58 says, and he what? And joins what he just said. And he did not many mighty works there. Why? You see a direct connection between lack of honor and unbelief. And lack of honor and lack of miracles. Lack of honor and lack of healings. Lack of honor and lack of respect. The Holy Spirit goes where he's respected. He manifests where he's respected. He speaks where people respect his words. He moves where people respect his power and his things. Right? Those that don't, he will not force them. He will not impose himself in their mail. Let them do their things just the way they want to. Everybody said out loud, Lord, help us. Help us not to ignore your spirit, but to show respect. We do hunger and thirst after you and covet earnestly the gifts and manifestations of your wonderful Holy Spirit. Help us to think right, see right, respond correctly, and yield ourselves to your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Direct connection between honor and the move of God. Honor and healings, miracles, and deliverances. Well, his word changes us. His word enlightens us, illuminates us. His word enables us and empowers us. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Stand on your feet, everybody.